Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, what I saw, what I learned when I went to the border. I've been to the border before, but never to this sector. And boy, did I learn a lot. If you are confused about what's happening on the southern border, if you are angered by what's happening on the southern border, you need to listen to this episode. You need to text it to your friends to firsthand experience what I learned, which was kind of an educational mission, you could say, of what's happening on our nation's ever deteriorating southern border. It's a pretty serious episode. Pretty important. Email us your thoughts as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support our show, go to charliekirk.com/support. That's charliekirk.com/support. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win the American culture war, go to tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com, where every single day at Turning Point USA, we are making hope happen to educate the next generation around the values of free markets and limited government. TPUSA.com. That's TPUSA.com. At Turning Point USA, we are making the difficult happen. TPUSA.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Yesterday, I hardly took the day off. I woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning and headed out to Yuma, Arizona. I did not take the 310 to Yuma, but I got to Yuma, Arizona to go visit the border. Yuma is in the southwestern corner of Arizona. It is an interesting geographic location. It's right near the border of both Mexico and California. It is where over 90% of all of the leafy greens that you enjoy during wintertime come from. Spinach, lettuce, parsley, all of those vegan smoothies that your liberal counterparts drink and consume from Manhattan to Malibu, they all come from Yuma, Arizona. Now, I went to Yuma, Arizona with a good man, someone running for the U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania, Dave McCormick, who wanted to go and called me up, and I've been connected to him through some mutual friends. I said, yeah, you know, I've wanted to go for quite some time. I've been to the border before. I've never been to Yuma before. And we saw it for the first time together. And there's so many different thoughts that I'm going to share with you from a first-person perspective of what's actually happening on the southern border. When you see it happening in real time and unfolding, it's beyond extraordinary. But Yuma has become the superhighway for illegals to come into America. Yuma, once about 5 to 10 years ago, used to have maybe 6 or 7 illegals passing through their sector a day. Manageable, not a lot. Now they have well over 1,000 people passing through the Yuma sector every single day. 1,000. And we saw it for ourselves. Now, rarely in life do you get to witness a physical location or an event, coordinates on a map, where you know decisively that this is the unraveling of your civilization. So a lot of you listening feel like you're losing your country, and you are. A lot of you listening feel as if that the country you grew up in is deteriorating, and you're right. But rarely do you actually get to see it happen in real time, where all of a sudden the abstract becomes the concrete. So our tour began right on the Colorado River. The Colorado River, of course, cuts all across the western part of the United States, and is the dividing line between Mexico and the United States in this particular area. What was so stunning is, as we talked to Border Patrol and we talked to the experts on the ground, including the Yuma County supervisor, they pointed out a brush area. They said, yeah, there's probably 5 to 20 people just in that brush area waiting to make a break for it right now in the Mexican area. And I said, well, why is the Mexican government doing nothing? And we'll revisit this theme later on. They said, well, the Mexican government wants them to come across. It is a stimulus. Every illegal that comes into America is a financial and monetary advantage to the Mexican government and to the Mexican economy, and I'll explain exactly how that is. So the Border Patrol guy was kind of sitting there up against his SUV, doing a good job, and he has a boat right there on the Colorado River. Now, he's not allowed to get into the boat. He's not allowed to go try and intercept until they actually come into America. He can't go into Mexico to go get them. So then I asked some of our, I guess you could call them tour guides, but that definitely kind of dilutes the significance. We had Border Patrol. We had everything there. I said, well, what happens if we went into Mexico and stopped them? They said, well, that would be an international crisis. I said, oh, really? So we go into Mexico to go stop a bunch of criminals to come into our country. That would start a war, not a war, but it would start a controversy. But the illegals with Mexican government support can come into our country and there's nothing we can do about it. And they're like, yeah. So we moved on to the next portion of the tour, and we saw the Trump Wall, where he signed famously on the Yuma sector. Now, I will say this. The wall was far more formidable than I would have thought. It's taller. It's intimidating. Very difficult to scale. In fact, they have stories of cartel people that have tried to scale the wall, and they fall and break legs and elbows. And there's been a couple people that have been doing it, but it is a phenomenal deterrent. But then it shows, and I saw it with my own eyes, tens of millions of dollars of American-made steel sitting and rusting because before Joe Biden took his first, you know, let's say, lick of an ice cream cone as president, he signed a document that stopped the construction of the border wall. It was hour one of his presidency, Joe Biden signed the executive order. So therefore, there are tens of millions of dollars of steel that I saw with my very own eyes that goes on for like half a mile. That's just sitting there. It's rusting away. Now, of course, much of that steel is now being stolen because the price of steel has gone up and no one's protecting it. So they just have cartel vigilantes that are literally coming into America and stealing the steel and bringing it back to Mexico. So then we moved on. So there's huge gaps in the wall that could easily be completed. And I'm talking about hundreds of yards. So then we drove by kind of what seemed to be temporary housing. And I said, this looks like where construction workers would be. They said, yeah, those are the contractors that have been hired to build the wall. They're still being paid. But under Joe Biden's direct authority, they're being paid not to build the wall. I said, so what are their day-to-day duties? They said, they're under orders to sit there and to get paid to do nothing. I said, oh, it's like most government employees. Okay, got it. So they just kind of sit around and watch the steel rust, and they are instructed to do nothing. Your U.S. taxpayer dollars at work. And so then we went to kind of what was a dividing line, and this is another very interesting component of this, which is how complicit several Native American communities and reservations are in this entire deal. Because there is a dividing line where the wall ends and all of a sudden there's basically nothing. And I said, why does the wall just stop and for miles there's nothing? They say, well, the Native American reservation on the border, they don't want us to build the wall and they technically have sovereignty. How we ever allowed that kind of an agreement ever to come into place is just the imprudence and the foolishness of our leaders. Under some sort of sovereign land agreement, we allow Mexico to invade us, not just Mexico, by the way, Nicaragua, Panama, and I'll get into other countries, via Native American reservations. And what then I saw were probably tens of thousands of pieces of article of clothing, IDs, all sorts of different things. Just, and there's, it's kind of called a dump zone. And here's some pictures that are being shown up on the live stream that we're streaming on rumble.com. So that's the wall, right? So they just walk right through the gap in the wall. Waltz right in, saw it for ourselves. Now, you might be thinking, well, why doesn't Border Patrol stop them? I'm going to get to that in a second because it was such an extraordinary answer that I received. Yeah, just go through these pictures that we took. It's so telling. On radio, you guys can go to charliekirk.com and listen and see a lot of those because it's hard as you're listening to describe it. And what the dump zone, if you will, is a place where people drop their IDs, they drop their wet clothes, and for miles, you see trash, defecation, and some of the most dirty and disgusting kind of physical representation of humanity. You could see that's a great example of it. That's just one of probably 10 miles with a dump zone. And then so I asked a lot of questions. I think they were getting sick of some of my questions. That's fine. I think we're more accurate journalists than the Washington Post here on this program. And I asked a question. I said, why are they dumping all of this stuff? And the answer is one of the most important answers about what's happening on the border. I'm going to share it with you in the next segment, because that's the whole deal of what's happening on the southern border. Why are they dumping their IDs and their articles of clothing? How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? Producer Andrew's right here doing an Iron Man thanks to Relief Factor. And truth is, I know there are millions of people. In fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise or just getting older. That can do it, getting older, which is why I'm so impressed with the people at ReliefFactor.com. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. They recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back pain, neck pain, shoulder, hip or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pain, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted, only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com. Check it out right now, relieffactor.com. You should order the 3-week quick start too, discount only $19.95. See if it will work for you. I think it possibly could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com. Check it out right now. So why are they shedding the IDs and shedding the clothes in a drop zone before they cross the border? And here was one of the most eye-opening admissions from Border Patrol. They said in the Yuma sector, which went from 50 people crossing to 1,000 people crossing, they said they want to be caught. Now, unless you are trafficking guns or trafficking drugs, which those people have different sectors they go through in different times of day, and separate agreements. They usually go through private ranches or they go through Native American reservations. But the people that are coming through Yuma in particular, they want to be caught. You might say, that doesn't make any sense. Charlie, why would they want to be caught? Well, so in basic economics, you learn about supply and demand. When you have a regime, an administration such as the Biden administration, that has admitted they are not going to deport people that come into the country. They're going to process their paperwork and give them a court date they'll never show up to. Well, that increases all of a sudden the demand to want to come to America. So Yuma in particular is known as the sector where many people can go across and get expedited entry into the United States. Why? Well, it's near Mexicali. It is near several Mexican towns that you can access through plane, you can access through bus, you can access through a lot of different ways. To give you an idea of how complicit the Mexican government is, the Mexican government has helped triple the amount of state-sponsored buses that go from Mexico City to Mexicali. They know who's going on those buses. And I'm going to tell you why the Mexican government likes illegal immigration later in this program. But they want to be caught. So they drop their IDs for a very specific purpose, because if you are not able to pinpoint country of origin, then all of a sudden it creates this whole other bureaucratic nightmare to try to deport that individual. And so I turned to one of the Border Patrol guys and I said, okay, let's say that a Nicaraguan comes across the border into America. And what do you do then? And they said, well, it's against the law to send that person back to the country where they came from. I said, against what law exactly? Like, what law are you talking about? And they said, oh, a law that Congress passed 30 or 40 or 50 years ago, probably under Ted Kennedy or some loser. I said, wait a second. So we have to follow the law while someone breaks the law to come into our country? And they said, yes. I want you to just kind of marinate on that for a second, that the Border Patrol, They have to follow all these rules and regulations. And if they have one misstep in how they handle it, a George Soros NGO will file a federal lawsuit immediately against DHS and Border Patrol and make them even more paralyzed to do nothing. The Border Patrol has become a paper processing amnesty taxpayer-funded organization. I saw it with my own eyes. They're not stopping people from crossing the border. The only exception is if they see drugs or they see guns or they see a crime happening. But the vast majority of people in this particular part of the Yuma sector are human beings. I saw on a hill, I kid you not, four or five vans run by the cartels, people with binoculars looking at us, women and children getting out of these vans, and the cartels pointing at different areas that they're going to tell them to go into. So meanwhile, we get lectured about systemic racism and slavery from 1619, and I see with my own eyes the modern-day equivalent of slavery. Young girls and young women and moms and people from all across the world, which I'll get to later in this program, of how international and how global this was, because I picked up passports from other hemispheres yesterday, of cartel members pointing, basically being the slave owners, charging $600 and then another $50 a day to house them, to tell them how to break the law to enter into our country. And everyone knows what's happening. The Mexican government does nothing about it. The Mexican government could easily sweep up to every one of these vans and clean it up. They don't want to do that, obviously. And the Mexican government pretends they're being partners with us and they do things here and there, but it's all a bunch of nonsense. The people crossing the border under Biden's regulation with the repeal of the Remain in Mexico policy, the MMP policy, has created an influx, a superhighway of foreign nationals into our country, the likes of which we have never seen. That's exactly what Joe Biden wants. So over 80 countries of origin, people crossed from the Yuma sector last year. 80. All across the planet. People are coming in to Mexico, taking a bus, and going across the southern border. Like this individual, I was there yesterday, cut 116, he's from Georgia. Not Atlanta, Georgia. No. Georgia, the country. Cut 116.
How did you get here? Airplane?
Yeah, airplane.
From where to where? Georgia?
Georgia or Mexico.
To Mexico, Mexico and then Mexicali?
Mexicali.
And yeah, then the bus? Okay. Tax. All right.
And now he's in America, and he will not leave. So they want to get caught because once they get caught, they get all the paperwork that are necessary to do the following things. Get a driver's license in the state of California, vote in the city of New York, be able to board airplanes. They get de facto American citizenship now, as Biden has built the entire project. All they have to do is just put their hands up, declare asylum, get some court documents, go through some procedural stuff. Meanwhile, NGOs are giving them food and water, making it easy and comfortable for them. They get taxpayer-funded flights into the interior of the United States, and voila, they're an American. Now, they're not an American as we would view one because they broke the law, they're a border jumper, and they're criminals. But for their own intents and purposes, they can vote in New York elections. They can get driver's license. They get in-state tuition in the state of Texas. All they have to do is get caught. Now, Donald Trump's policy of Remain in Mexico mandated that once you receive these illegals, you put them back into Mexico at the port of entry, which then incentivized Border Patrol to try to continue to catch people. Now, why you can't immediately deport them back to Mexico without some sort of procedural hearing is beyond me, but it was working. When Donald Trump's Remain in Mexico policy was in, Yuma had 50 crossings a day. Now it's 1,000 crossings a day. And now the border is a physical manifestation of every trend that is currently eroding our country. There are five big takeaways with this. Number one, it's the destruction of the rule of law. We must follow the law while Uzbekistani citizens are just crossing whatever they want. I picked up an Uzbekistan ID yesterday. I picked up a Russian ID. I thought we hate Russia, right? No, we're just letting Russians waltz into our country. Now, when they drop their ID, all of a sudden, then the American processing center can't go back to their country and guess what? Do a criminal background check on them. So their ID is helpful up until the moment they hit the American border. So that's why they have a dump zone. I saw a Cuban ID. Tons of Haitians, by the way. So destruction of the rule of law. To be able to have independent, fair, public, easy to understand rules. No, instead, the people that come across from Georgia, Uzbekistan, from Russia, Nicaragua, Cuba, they don't have to be vaccinated. They don't have to wear masks. They do whatever they want. But U.S. Army service personnel are being discharged by Joe Biden because they don't get the vaccine. Number two, we must follow the law and they do not. It's similar to number one, but it's we have to follow these rules and regulations. Meanwhile, there's an invasion happening. Now, what would an invasion look like? An invasion looks like a planned, subsidized, and strategic infiltration of another nation. I saw planning centers. I saw directors. I saw lieutenants in the cartel. It would be no different if you were trying to invade Iran or Vietnam than what's happening right now that is sponsored by the cartels. And the Mexican government, of course, is going to do nothing. The Mexican government is owned by the cartels. And they play, you know, they talk a good game here and there, but we know who's really in charge. Here's the third thing that really struck me as I came from the Yuma border. There was overwhelming damage and no action. This is what's so amazing, is that it's such an obvious problem. Let's just talk about fentanyl in particular. We had over 100,000 drug overdose deaths in the last year. Fentanyl is a relatively new phenomenon where the fentanyl comes from China, gets dumped in Mexico. The Mexican government does nothing. You know, they try to seize some here and there. And then it flows into our country and kills our nation's young people. No, but instead, our leaders, what are our leaders focused on? Pronouns? Well, National Public Radio came out with an article yesterday. This is what National Public Radio is worried about. National Public Radio yesterday. Which skin color emoji should you use? The answer can be more complex than you think. Written by three taxpayer-funded, quote-unquote, reporters. Three, for NPR. Alejandra Marquez-Jance, Patrick Jaron Watananen, and Ozma Khalid. Which skin color emoji should you use? The answer can be more complex than you think. So you have 100,000 of our fellow countrymen that are dying from drugs that are pouring across the southern border. You have 2 million people pouring in from the southern border. The media is worried about what emojis you need to use, what skin color emojis you need to use. Number four, here's the more interesting, and this is such an important point. It's a huge problem, but the solution is so simple. And that's what's so frustrating about it. That's what's so maddening. This is what's so irritating. This is what's so rage-inducing about what's happening on the southern border, is that the problem is so clear. And yet, the solution is simple. The solution is you put the Remain in Mexico policy back in place. You rebuild the wall where necessary. You dramatically expand Border Patrol, special Border Patrol troops. You could get border crossings down to a couple dozen a week. Focus on the drug sectors. Focus on the weapon smuggling sectors. But it is a policy of willing disobedience to the law. I asked one person after the other, and basically the consensus is Joe Biden wants the continuous invasion of our country. We've said that for quite some time. And finally, we must pay for the crimes of foreigners. We're subsidizing this. Hospital beds are being overrun in Yuma with pregnant women that are coming to have anchor babies in our country, where American citizen women are actually being told by human hospitals, we can't, can you delay the pregnancy a week? We don't have enough beds because of the amount of people that are flowing across the southern border. And if you time your pregnancy correctly, you hit the jackpot. Go to Mexicali, declare asylum, have the baby in America, and that baby gets a birth certificate. They're an American citizen. And so remittances is a big part of all this. Remittances is the money that people that work in America send back to Mexico. It's a $30 billion a year stimulus to the Mexican economy. Mexico could stop a lot of this. Now, when talking to Border Patrol and talking to the sheriff, they said the biggest change they ever saw in Mexican government policy and posture is when Donald Trump threatened 5% tariffs on all the goods. They said everything changed. All of a sudden, the Mexican government started to mobilize troops and they started to do all these sorts of different things. It was like overnight. And it really does come down to the will. Currently, America does not have the will to secure the southern border. Now, a lot of this we could blame on the federal government, and I have. But why is it that the states are not mobilizing their own troops and just telling the federal government, you're not doing this, we're going to do this? Why isn't Arizona doing that? Arizona is being invaded by a foreign country. It's that simple. I saw it with my own eyes. It would be one thing if it was just a bunch of people kind of randomly meandering across the border, like, okay, we'll handle that. No, this is a strategic campaign. You see cars pull up with people that have military-style intelligence that are doing scoping and binocular looking of what areas are the best to go to, what are not the best ones to go to. Now, part of the people that the cartels are trying to smuggle want to be caught. The people that don't want to be caught, those are the 400,000 gotaways. You know we have 400,000 gotaways in our country right now? What's a gotaway? It's someone that the Border Patrol knew was coming. They lost them, and they're just in the interior of the United States. From countries like Georgia, Russia, Uzbekistan. Are there any terrorists in that group? No. DHS, Department of Homeland Security, they're too busy saying that those people that talk about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, they're the domestic terrorist threat. And Mayorkas talks about what is a threat to American sovereignty and American safety. No mention of the border at all whatsoever. The American people have to pay for the crimes of foreigners. It is a preference to the foreigner. And we know that. Aristotle wrote that 2,500 years ago. The tyrant prefers the foreigner to the citizen, prefers the newcomer, where they can dangle government benefits and demagogue their future. It's easier to hold on to political power with foreigners than it is residents or citizens. Because residents and citizens are anchored to the land. Foreigners will do whatever they're told to try to stay there. Something that people do not want to hear is this, is that we have made a decision, all of us, our Republican leaders, our governors, senators, and all this, we have allowed this to occur. And it's very easy to fix. So here's a question. If we're not going to get the White House back in at least 3 years, are we just going to complain about it, or are states going to start to mobilize to start to fix it? You rarely get to be able to share latitude and longitude coordinates of where your civilization is falling apart. I visited it. I saw it for myself, and I saw a combination of events of the leaders that care much more about what pronouns you use, what color emoji you use to your friends, than whether or not the country is being invaded by a foreign power. Look, it's a new year and not much has changed. We have inflation. Houses are selling in a week, interest rates are at zero, and our government is still borrowing money, well, actually printing money. $5 trillion in new money, to be exact. What could go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence hits a 10-year low, inflation 6.8%, even higher in certain places, 10%, 12% in other places. Something is not adding up. So what can you do? Well, you can play it safe. Put some of your assets into precious metals, will keep your money away from volatility of the markets, and will let you sleep at night. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free 1/10 ounce solid gold American Eagle coin with any qualifying plan you start. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold, and they'll run through the options for keeping your money safe. No pressure, no hassle, no call centers, just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about for once. How refreshing would that be? Call us at 877-646-5347 or visit our website at noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. They want to get caught. And they're coached on what to say, by the way, once they cross the border. They're coached on how to respond to Border Patrol, how to respond to DHS, NGOs, international organizations, Catholic charities. Give them the script. They memorize the script. They say, I'm afraid to return to Mexico. I'm afraid to return to Nicaragua. I'm afraid to return to Iran. I'm afraid to return to Uzbekistan. I'm afraid to return to Kazakhstan. And then Border Patrol has no choice but to put them in a separate category. They get the documents. They release it into the interior and then in the United States, sometimes with chartered flights to New York, to Chicago, to Omaha, Nebraska, to Minneapolis, and they're gone. They don't show up for their court date again. 99%, I think it's like 98% don't show up for their court date. The 2% that show up to their court date are not exactly rocket scientists. And they go to places like California where they can get driver's license, in-state tuition, monetary benefits, and the deterioration continues. The Constitution is completely and totally under attack here. The rule of law is central to the American way of life. The Constitution actually talks explicitly against invasions. And I know you love freedom and you want to defend it. And if you guys want to get a free copy of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, go to charlieforhillsdale.com. Hillsdale College does an amazing job. They are giving away free constitutions and Declaration of Independence right now for free. All you have to do is sign up right now. It's free of charge. charlieforhillsdale.com. While you're there, check out their free online courses. Their online courses are amazing, from the Winston Churchill and Statesmanship course, the Constitution, Public Policy from a Constitutional Perspective, which has one of the best lectures I've ever heard on immigration. If this conversation has prompted you towards learning more about immigration from a constitutional perspective, I would highly encourage you to go to charlieforhillsdale.com. You guys can get a free Declaration of Independence and Constitution right now. I'm about to finish the Public Policy from a Constitutional Perspective viewpoint course. I've already finished American Citizenship and Its Decline with Victor Davis Hanson, Constitution 101, Civil Rights in American History, and more. So it's charlieforhillsdale.com, charlieforhillsdale.com. That's charlieforhillsdale.com. Check it out right now, charlieforhillsdale.com. Get a free Declaration of Independence and Constitution. So I'm going to start to demand out of Republican leaders, such as in Texas, we're starting to see that, no more excuses. What's happening on the southern border is unlike anything we have witnessed. It's not anywhere near the same sort of flows of people we've seen in years past. These are different countries. This is a different type of individual. It's primarily men, and especially in the drug trafficking sectors, incredibly violent and cartel-sponsored people that are coming into the interior of the United States, which will result, of course, in more Americans dying. There was a woman just the other day going to her granddaughter's birthday party who was T-boned by a drunk illegal that came into the country. Same thing happened in Florida. And the death toll is only going to increase. But it all comes down to our choices. If our choices that we are making are going to make excuses or are going to make carve-outs for this sort of practice, then we deserve it. Republicans control power in states like Arizona and Texas. We need to deploy those people right to the border and put your own Remain in Mexico policy in place. Have the states do it. If the federal government is not going to do what they are supposed to, which they're not, Border Patrol has become a babysitting operation and a paperwork processing center for people that just want to come to America. That's what they've become. Show me your papers. Like, okay, yeah, great. Here's your – you're done. That's what they're spending their time on, with 400,000 gotaways. So the Republican Party of old would complain about this and make it a political issue for the next 3 years. The Republican Party today needs to start to solve it. In direct and total defiance to Mayorkas and Joe Biden. Mobilize the National Guard, create the Arizona Border Patrol, complete the wall where necessary, use drone technology, use any sort of sophisticated technology at our disposal to stop this from happening. And the federal government's going to sue, ignore the lawsuit, make them enforce it. They're going to say, oh, well, you know, it's the federal government's jurisdiction. Call the bluff, send in the troops, make Biden go arrest state troops for actually enforcing the law. He'll lose that. Yuma used to be a Democrat city, everybody. It is now a red, it's like the reddest place in Arizona now. Why? Because they see what's happening. They want action. The people are behind this. So Republicans out there, and for Republican voters out there, stop accepting excuses from your leaders. Oh, I'm going to do this. No, do it now. Mobilize the troops. Give them arrest authority. Send them back to Mexico. The federal government has betrayed its citizens. It's done so willingly. It's done so consistently. The invasion must be stopped. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. God bless you guys. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.